This is the Recency Bias. Your morning after mini pod. The final weekday edition of the Recency Bias we're going to do in this hellscape of a 2017-2018 season. Which is good, in my opinion, as my wife Taryn asked me the other day. Last night, actually. As I was watching the Detroit Red Wings and Montreal Canadiens face off in a classic battle for the ages, what do you talk about on your podcast these days? The answer was, Taryn, I do not know. I don't know. Gotta say, folks, I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm not happy with the win in Detroit last night. You may say, hey, Zach, come on. Let's enjoy the rare wins when they came this season. You can't be mad that the Habs win. I'm a little upset, okay? Habs were sitting on a nice 69 points, had themselves in a potential to get themselves in the 29th spot, increasing their draft first, their chances at the first overall draft pick by a couple percentage points. Admittedly, it is only a couple percentage points. It's a lot more even down at the bottom now in terms of who's got chances at first overall. Still, we've suffered so much this season. We've been through the muck. One more loss ain't gonna kill us. And it brightens the future. A 4-3 win in Detroit. Ugh, it's frustrating. At 29, 39, and 13, your Canadians now have 71 points. Here's the shuffle at the bottom of the deck. 26 overall in the NHL. At 72 points, Vancouver Canucks. They're at 72 thanks to a 4-3 overtime win over the Arizona Coyotes last night. At 27 in the league, it's also at 72 points. Last night's losing team, the Detroit Red Wings. At least the Habs didn't leapfrog the Red Wings with that win. In at 28th, the fourth worst record, therefore the fourth best odds of getting Allen. 71 points, your Montreal Canadiens. In at 29th, tucked right behind them, they picked up a point in OT last night. They were also sitting on 69. You could have got behind the Arizona Coyotes, but no, you had to get 2 points in Motown. Arizona in there at 70 points. And then the two who the Habs were simply not going to catch up to or fall down to. It's very, very complex trying to talk about leading these losing battles. 67 points for Ottawa, a nice tribute to the Ottawa 67s and the founding of our nation. And 62 points for the Buffalo Sabres, which is really impressive. That's how it shakes out. Now, Montreal, obviously, one more game to go. Most of these guys got one more game to go. I was hoping the Habs were in a nice spot where perhaps I could actually root for them to beat the Maple Leafs on Saturday night to finish off this horrific season on a positive note, coming to the city I live, beating the Maple Leafs, affecting literally nothing, and just, you know, as we like to say on the big pod, on the Montreal Bias, we stole them from the hold steady. You finish on a positive jam. But now, considering a win against the Leafs leaves them with 72 points, and we're seeing how, you know, say, Vancouver in at 26 right now has 72. There's no reason to believe any of these teams will put up any more points necessarily on the season. I gotta be hoping they lose to the Leafs. That's the grossest thing of all. All they had to do was go into Detroit and not get 2 points, not get a single point. They've been doing it on the road all season long. They've been getting their equipment together, getting on the bus, heading into someone else's barn, and leaving that barn pointless. They couldn't do it. They owned the Red Wings this season, in fact. And bless his heart, Carl Alsner, he was doing his best. His worst, that is, which is his best. See that Dylan Larkin goal? I mean, Carl Alsner got it. He probably didn't get it. He's just being Carl Alsner, let's be honest. But putting him out there was a good move by Claude Julien. Fortunately, the Detroit Red Wings also seemed to appreciate the fact that losing would be ideal. Giving up that 2-on-none to Gallagher and Drouin. And hey, I'm as excited for Gallagher getting his 31st of the season as the next guy. Could have come against Toronto. DeLaurier, he definitely didn't get the memo. Hey, Nick, you weren't in there to score number 9 and 10 on the year. In there to be a fourth liner who played a good, tough game, but just couldn't get the 2 points. Now, Turri Lehkonen, he scores what turns out to be the game winner, his 12th of the season. I get it. I do. These guys, look, I'm not putting it on the players. Really? DeLaurier, come on, maybe. No, this is the first time he was in double digits in his career. I think he'd scored 11 goals in his entire time with the Buffalo Sabres. So good on him. He wants that. I get that. Lehkonen, De La Rose, all these guys, they're playing for jobs. They're playing to impress. Claude Julien is asking them to do things, and they're doing them. I can appreciate that. Still, all the times to go on the road and get some points. Here's what else we learned. We learned Noah Juulsen's one tough MF-er. Merton Furk. Yes, Furk, F-R-K. Some initial, get some vowels, buddy. Furk gets a hard shot off, gets Juulsen in the leg. You can tell he's in pain out there. Got the dummy leg for a second, but Red Wings realize it, get it back to Furk, who shoots again on Juulsen, who blocks it again in not just a meaningless game, but again, a game they probably should have been losing. He's a kid. He's got character. He's got toughness. Definitely gained some respect of his teammates and Claude Julien. So as absurd as it was that Noah Juulsen was taking and blocking those shots, I tip my cap. Tip my cap to all the guys. Look, good game. 4-3 game, back and forth. The Habs were down 2-1 at a point before Detroit decided to let Gallagher and Drouin have their way with it. It was a good game, as entertaining as two bad teams playing out their 81st game of dead seasons can be. But come on, guys. Sometimes you guts to lose. I know some people don't love me going off on this riff, but it would. I was just hoping it set up a situation where I could really be all in on Saturday night for one final Leafs-Habs clash, where nothing actually mattered, but some night bragging rights, just feel good on the table to end the season. But no, now I gotta hope they lose in Toronto. Whose future's brighter, Detroit or Montreal? I was trying to figure that out as I watched them trip over each other last night. I don't know. Both these teams have a lot of work to do. You see the pieces that Detroit's got. I mean, you saw them on the score sheet last night between Dylan Larkin, who's now playing center, a wing that they've worked over to center. We know what that's like in Montreal. Saw Tyler Bertuzzi get his, I think it was his first career goal, right? Nephew of Todd Bertuzzi. Let's say it's Lehkonen scoring. You got Gallagher getting 31. You saw things, Juulsen, as I mentioned. You saw things from the guys you want to see things from next year. But couldn't have found a way to lose. Nah. Now, if they beat Toronto on Saturday night, I don't get to enjoy it fully. It's the other issue. Rest of the action from Thursday night in the NHL. New Jersey, big win. Huge win for the Devils. 2-1 over the Leafs. Islanders, Rangers, that game meant nothing, but the Islanders won it 2-1. Philadelphia beat Carolina 4-3. Nashville beat Washington 4-3. Pittsburgh over Columbus in OT 5-4. Columbus has been one of the hotter teams as of late. Florida edges Boston 3-2. Winnipeg doubled up on Calgary by a 2-1 count. Edmonton tops Vegas 4-3. And as mentioned, Arizona beat Vancouver 4-3 in overtime. Also overtime between Los Angeles and Minnesota saw the Kings win that one 5-4. The Kings, though, had already clinched a playoff spot, meaning that additional draft pick comes to the Canadiens. Yay, little victories. And San Jose doubles up on Colorado 4-2. What does that do for your NHL standings as far as those final wildcard spots are concerned? New Jersey actually in officially into that first wildcard spot, leaping over Philadelphia, 97-96 points. Florida not officially eliminated yet, 4 points out behind Philly at this moment. Treading water, but you know, I have my doubts. Wildcard in the West, St. Louis now a point out. 93 for Colorado, 92 for St. Louis for that final wild card spot. Everything else sewed up in the West. So coming down to St. Louis or Colorado, Dallas eliminated earlier in the week. The Blues, the last team, it seems, that could get in. Or Colorado, the last team that could fall out, depending on how you want to frame it. All right, that's enough me griping about a win. Sorry if that wasn't your bag, but yeah. Only one of these to go. Sean and I also have been whispering about doing an episode of The Big Show to recap the season very, very soon. That'll do us. Find me on Twitter. You got two more reminders. This one, the recency bias on Sunday, maybe one more with the Big Pod. Find me on Twitter at Zach Drops Tweets, at the Montreal Bias for this podcast feed, and at Rabbit Habs for the website. We got the forum going up on Rabbit Habs today, Friday. This one a little bit wackier. Got our contributors tossing out some of their favorite conspiracy theories that they've cooked up. Conspiracy theories is the wrong word. Favorite absurd theories they've cooked up about the possibilities of what are going on in the mind of Marc Bergevin and behind the scenes of your Montreal Canadiens. So, there's that to check out. RabbitHabs.com. We'll talk to you again on Sunday after the Habs and Leafs wrap this thing up. Until then, enjoy a Friday, enjoy a Saturday, and take care.